Sometimes people have a hard time getting over past relationships. They hope that somehow the relationship can be restored, even though there is little or no reason to believe that it will. Others secretly admire someone who does not admire them. These situations are referred to as carrying a torch for someone. When people carry torches for others, they are not completely free to have an unencumbered relationship with someone else. Many people who profess to be Christians unfortunately love and want to live in this world where evil flourishes than the one God has and is providing for them. In other words, as long as they can get what they want and or fulfill their own lusts, they are prepared to live with, commit, and even suffer evil unto themselves and others. When our primary joy and love is not pleasing God in Christ, then we are attracted to something in Egypt which is symbolic for evil things and idolatry. Though they were no longer in Egypt, many wanted to return there, stating it openly or longing for it privately. Though many in the church profess Jesus as Lord, yet their love for God is tainted and compromised by a desire, lust, or taste for something within this condemned evil society and system God has condemned and is slated for destruction. Any hesitation or reservation about forsaking any of these things we loved and desired before will distract from giving our full love and devotion to God. This is, in effect, carrying a torch for evil by not letting go of something or someone in order to fully embrace the one we should love. Paul cited several examples of this idolatry and desire for evil things that prevented many in Israel from entering the land God had promised them. The same holds true for us today. This message is not for those outside the church, but for those who have hope of life with God. Unless we want to end up like them, we should have no longings nor carry any torch for this world or the things that are in it. Let's be certain we have left all thoughts of returning to Egypt or an evil-infested place behind. Let us put our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength into serving and pleasing God first and foremost, and all the other things will take care of themselves. Look for our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.